When answering whether America today is our forefathers' vision, there may be a variety of responses. On one hand, Americans are still some of the most passionate people when it comes to upholding liberties, democracy, and nationalism. But on the other hand, we have never been more fractionalized, and the divide between conservatives and liberals seems to continue to grow greater each year. I will attempt to navigate these complexities and to demonstrate overall that America today is not our forefathers' vision. The struggle to answer this question is mainly the stark difference between the late 18th century and 21st century. Our forefathers could not possibly imagine the advancements we have today, especially when it comes to technology, transportation, and media. For example, Thomas Jefferson, a major proponent for privacy and freedom, may find our use of surveillance and data gathering disturbing and unconstitutional. Furthermore, the further in time we evolve, the more different our country will look compared to when it was founded. So how can we compare values from the late 1700s to today's? I believe as time progresses, central values will also progress and or change to better fit the people of that era. Next, we look into what our forefathers wanted for our country. The most important and main concern of the day was independence from England in an effort to govern ourselves as a new nation. In Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, independence meant a state of being not dependent, complete exemption from control or the power of others as the independence of the supreme being. I argue that today we are greatly economically interdependent on other countries through the trade of goods, our financial ties, and other services, which goes against our founding fathers' vision. Dependency, such as our large debt to China and reliance on their goods, leads us to be financially vulnerable. We are also subject to instability if a country we support were to collapse or eliminate trade with us. Since World War I, the U.S. has taken a sort of overseer role in the world. As a global power, we always appear to aid countries in need, whether it be supplies, money, or might. While this certainly is a morally good thing, it also can undermine what gets done internally. In addition to the question of our true independence as a state, many of our forefathers were very weary and against the forming of political factions. However, today, we have not been more divided as a country since the Civil War because of factions. The current split between the conservatives and liberals has seriously hindered the progress of the legislature, divided not just the government, but also citizens, and weakens the country's internal strength. The Founding Fathers knew the importance of unity as they brought the 13 colonies together not just for the Revolutionary War against the British, but also to form a new, stronger nation. They promoted and inspired nationalism throughout the colonies and preached that unity was a vital part into protecting America from external influences. With the constant stalemate we see in Congress today, we have consistently fallen behind in making an annual budget for our country and seem to always fail at addressing social and political issues. The current disunity in this country is the complete opposite of what our forefathers hoped for America's future. The internal conflict disrupts the nation's progress and displays our weaknesses around the world, especially to our greatest adversaries, such as China, Russia, and Iran. Though America may not be what our forefathers envisioned in a broad sense, if you look closely, a few important staples remain. Americans continue to have a fighting spirit. We are free to speak our mind and exercise many other freedoms without fear of government interference. For example, when it comes to civil liberties and social issues, Americans are some of the most vocal out of any groups in the world. While this is one of the main causes for our disunity, it does show the freedom and pride that people have to improve this country. In the beginning of our country, the forefathers wanted the people's voices to be heard, setting up a system to ensure that was made possible. Today, we see that same system allowing citizens to protest issues such as abortion and gun laws without prosecution. That system in the 18th century instilled a sense of identity and nationalism into the new American people and continues to be witnessed in Americans today. Overall, America today is not what our forefathers envisioned, whether it be the issue of independence or political factions. And while we have fulfilled some of their manifestations altogether, the drastic difference in society now compared to then has prevented their vision to completely continue. And while I wouldn't expect America to be fully on the path of our forefathers' vision, I also believe we seriously need to fix our current system economically, socially, and politically before we lose it completely.